It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Tuesday is going wonderfully. Happy April Fool's Day to you if you choose to celebrate in such a way. Don't do it. I know you're about to say some snide.
Nah, man. Oh, you go.
He said you go.
You be you. You be you.
He said, do you, boo-boo.
And no matter how silly and stupid that is, you do you.
Speaking of silly and stupid, many things coming out of the league meetings there in West Palm Beach. In fact, we'll talk more about that here in this segment as we revisit some more audio from out there, including D'Amico Ryans' sit down with Texans All Access. But I did mention the silly and stupid, and that filling that role, Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones, who said about Micah Parsons and getting that contract done, right? Getting an extension done for one of, if not the best pass rushers in the league, if we're going to be completely honest. Quote, I don't view it as urgent at all. Close quote. When it comes to waiting, I'd rather pay more and get it right.
Well, and he's also taking shots at David Mulugeta. Did you see that?
I missed that.
He said his discussions have been with Micah Parsons. Because he's
that makes sense.
Because he's the one. No, it doesn't. Because he's the one signing the checks, is what he said, and I'm paraphrasing. And Micah's the one that's going to be making the decision. Here's where there's a big issue. David Mulugeta is one of the most powerful agents and well-connected agents in the game.
Ski mask man. I say that with all due respect because he is out here ripping and running, baby. He's signing big deals for his clients.
He not only doesn't like this, he hates this, and he's going to be bitter about it.
Yeah.
He's going to be bitter. Mulugeta is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think when
that's Jerry Jones' mistake.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you fully there. When I say it's smart, I think, or it makes sense, it's that I think it makes sense from his perspective. Also, it does kind of make sense for him. It's not as an organizational kind of decision because he is a charmer.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a history of like managing to negotiate directly with the player and get them into a space where it works out well because the player is under his charm. But you're right. That's not going to work with no David Mulugeta.
That ain't going to play. He's not going to play around.
He's here to secure the bag, as they say.
And he's on Micah's side. You know, he's the one that talks to Micah every day.
Sure.
Mulugeta. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, this is going to end ugly.
More power to him. Pay paying more to get it right. What a dumb insinuation. Meanwhile, you got Nick Caserio getting to the table. You're getting your guys done. Stingley getting his money. Did you see his Instagram post where he had a video of all the kind of naysayers and stuff? He is on his link himself, is letting the naysayer know. He seems like he is hype.
That's kind of uncharacteristic for him.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why it was interesting to see that happen. Mm-hmm. So he is hyped for the season. Another man who seems like he is pretty excited for the season is D'Amico Ryans, as they continue to work through the offseason and get this roster together. And we talked, obviously, about where they are with this offensive line and rebuilding it. And that is going to continue to be a part of all of these things. But D'Amico Ryans joined Texans All Access, joined Mark Vandermeer, which, by the way, make sure you keep it locked to Texans All Access all week, all the time, because that is a great place to get more Texans information. You'll hear from Nick Caserio tonight at 6, and then you'll hear from Callan Hanna.
All right.
Tomorrow.
All right.
So, hey, man, that is, you keep it locked, man. Mm-hmm. All sorts of good things happening there. But this is a cut 6 here. This is D'Amico Ryans talking about the defense and the strides that they made, and then also now adding C.J. Gardner-Johnson and E.J. Speed to what was already an electric defense.
The safety position was one we tried to get Eric Murray back. Really like how Eric, you know, progressed. Had a really great year for us, and you know, congrats to Eric. He had a great year, and he was able to get a really good deal that left a void for us at the safety position. So we were able to find a way to trade with Philly to get C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That one wasn't on my radar because he wasn't a free agent.
Right.
So to be able to get a caliber player as him, like he. Mm. He's another swarm player. He plays physical. He loves the game. You can tell the passion. You can feel the passion from him as he's on the field. So I'm excited to work with him, and I know what he'll bring to our team. Him next to Kalen, I feel like Kalen's game is going to improve for him learning from CJ and the way he plays.
He loves it. He loves him some CJ Gardner-Johnson, that's for sure.
I don't know. Am I wilding when I say this? I know D'Amico speaks with a smile inherently.
Mm-hmm.
That smile sounded bigger.
He was giggling. like literally giggling. Now, I know he has this sort of, I guess it's a tick or a nervous habit of, he always kind of goes, huh, you know, when he's talking about,
yeah.
No, but he wasn't doing that necessarily. He was like literally giggling. Like a lot of times in his answer, you hear him kind of just like, huh, you know, like just sort of as a filler,
yeah.
You know. But this was, no, he was happy.
And he should be.
Dude.
He should be.
Yeah.
Right. I know I saw a video yesterday? Of C.J. Gardner-Johnson working here locally.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this dude, he's right. Like, the experience that he brings, and I know Jimmy Ward has been here with that level of experience, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson brings a different experience, a similar type of edge, but, I mean, just with a little bit more wiggle, if we're going to be honest. Like, just a little bit more, I don't know if athleticism is quite the right way to say it. But
he's got an edge.
He does. He absolutely has. But I also don't want to say an edge because it makes it seem like Jimmy Ward doesn't, and we know that to be the truth. Jimmy Ward got an edge. In himself, but you get more of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he frees, like, they added depth in a way. They added depth at the top, which is the way that I would love to add depth, because now you have the CJ Kalen Bullock pairing, which, by the way, both of those guys ball hawks. So I think that gives you at least a little more solace on.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the growth was happening for Kalen Bullock. I was not necessarily afraid that more of those deep shots that kind of plagued him early on last year were going to continue to be a huge issue, but it's reasonable to say, how quickly does that come along? Are opposing teams and quarterbacks going to still be able to maybe get one over on them? I feel even better about that if you have C.J. Gardner-Johnson also there to kind of help in some of those regards. But then on top of that, it frees up Jimmy Ward to move around. And I do wonder, does that at all change your mind on, or maybe not change your mind, but does that all at all make you ponder how likely a Petrie extension is if Jimmy Ward is sliding down? And I know he's a relatively he's an older player compared to Petrie's youth, but does that at all shift any of that thought processing?
Not much. I think Jimmy Ward is a reluctant nickel,
but true.
But he'll do it and older. So I still feel like, you know, that's the depth at the top that you're talking about. You know, that to have Jimmy Ward and Jalen Petrie is going to be just a luxury.
Yeah, but I'm super excited for that. It goes without saying that is going to make add even more more terror to what this team is doing. Obviously, we talked a lot about it, but it was fun to hear just the giddiness that D'Amico Ryans brought to that. Now, that's the back end. The front end is the place where We haven't talked a ton about it, but that defensive line, we know it to be.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very good. However, they want to have more pressure up the middle. Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about the defensive line with the return of Sheldon Rankins and with Mario Edwards as well.
Yeah, getting Sheldon back was a big one for us. Hated to lose Sheldon last year. Right. Thought he did some really nice things for us. Did a really good job of bringing that D-line together, being a leader in that room. So happy to have him back. Know he'll thrive in our system and what we're asking him to do. Also, Mario, he was a free agent we got the previous year. Benefited from playing our style of ball. Had a really nice year, productive. In the backfield a lot, disruptive, getting after the quarterback. So getting him back is definitely a huge plus for us as well. And
doesn't he just feel like he likes this defensive, the defensive tackles, the interior?
He does. Mm-hmm. I did find it interesting, and let me know if you also felt this way, that he started with leadership, mm-hmm, when he talked about Sheldon Rankins, right? Like, don't you find that interesting? Because
yeah,
leadership and kind of that mentality is one of the things that they've talked about a good amount. But that's, we were looking at that interior, mm-hmm, and we're like, hey, the production, the ability to push the pocket and those things. But he starts immediately with just the leadership that he brings. And I know that you have a guy who is a leader in, you know, the experience that he brings in Danielle Hunter. On the other side of that, you have Will Anderson Jr. But
right,
being in the middle, adding another veteran guy, another guy who knows what he's doing, but specifically a guy that seems to exhibit especially what D'Amico Ryans wants on this defense, that can only be a good thing, right?
I feel as if they're going to approach the interior defensive front the way they're approaching the offensive line. They feel good about what they have.
And if they
think they have the leadership. But if we can find, and maybe that's in the first round. I doubt it, but maybe, you know, they find some guy that falls to them. All of a sudden, they'll bolster that interior the way they'll bolster the offensive line.
Yeah, and one of the things that we learned today that maybe adds into that is Alfred Collins, mm-hmm, interior defensive lineman from Texas. He's coming in for a top 30 visit as well, and that feels like that very much could fit in that same vein, yeah, where you're talking about, like the offensive line. You have, feel good about what you have, and you drop in, mm-hmm, a young, talented player who can add into that. And the top 30 visits matter, right? Because this team cares about guys coming in, as evidenced by D'Amico Ryans here talking about how it feels like more players than ever have been coming into the facility this offseason with the Texans.
That's what I've always wanted to establish, and that's a tight team, a connected team, and seeing guys in the offseason, some guys there in February,
yeah,
and they're working out together. It means a lot to them, and you can tell that bond is definitely growing amongst our team, and that's the makings of a really good team.
Yeah.
And I love to hear that the guys are together, not only football, but at the rodeo, different events. Guys are hanging together outside of football. They're becoming really close, and with them being close, when the ball is kicked off, like, those guys are going to play for each other. It means a little bit more when they're out there on the field. So that'll show up in a ton of positive ways when we hit the field come this fall.
How do you feel about that? I think it matters. I'm wondering, I mean, does it matter that much? Is the value, it matters to them that much. I think that's obvious, you know, talking about how, you know, they're trying to create this mentality on the offensive line, the defense swarm and all that. It matters a whole lot. I feel like this team being close, is it going to account for a win? I think it makes them better overall, you know, but is it going to account for a win? Maybe. I just feel like this is – I think what I'm getting at is D'Amico's such an old soul. Like, he's just an old school. It's about, you know, y'all go to the rodeo together. Go hang out. You know, just go have fun. I know it matters. I'm not trying to say it doesn't, because it does in every it matters in our studio. You know, us all getting along and the station, us all getting – it makes us better collectively. I'm wondering if, like, it's just weird because he just seems like such an old school guy. Like he puts a lot of value on that.
Yeah, but I do think that it matters, right? Yeah. And I know that you're not denying that, mm-hmm. but, like, I think that you'll see the various ways, and even just thinking about it in that moment, right? When things get tough, obviously, those are those types of interpersonal relationships are the things that keep you together when it's not just winning and all good times that keep you going in the right direction. But then on top of that, I think that there's something to be said for individual motivations fading away and becoming collective motivations.
Oh, yeah.
Because that allows you to be more malleable, right? Mm-hmm. If you're in an instance, right, and we mentioned Jimmy Ward, so let's circle back there. Mm-hmm. You talked about how that dude is not – he's a reluctant nickel. He mm-hmm. does not want to play that. He wants to be mm-hmm. a more true safety. However, I think when you're not just playing for your paycheck, when you're not just playing for a particular person or coach or whatever, when you're playing for all your guys – like that feeling of obligation to each other, and not obligation strictly because, but mm-hmm. obligation like that you want.
Yeah.
All right. I think that then you end up in a place where you're more willing to be sacrifice of yourself and in order for the greater good. And I think that ultimately helps, especially with the type of defense that he wants to play. One where it's like, yo, all right, you're not just looking at, yeah, he's got that covered, I'm doing my job, and as long as I do my job, you do your job, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes together, and if we win together and we fail together in some ways, right? And I think that creates the swarm mentality that he talks about. I think that those are all part and parcel. So I love that he has that, and I love that you're seeing that mm-hmm. impact really land with the players. You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's coming through. And or maybe this is all hokey. Maybe it's just like, all right, we're making a lot out of a little. But I imagine that at the very least, it makes those dudes more excited to come to work.
I also feel like it makes you feel obligated to do certain things. Like, because it's almost like, well, they're all going to the rodeo. They're all working out together. They're all doing this. I have to be there. And I think that's where it helps you. You know, collectively, like if somebody's like this, I'm going to work out in whatever, Arizona or something.
And then you can push each other. Competition comes in various different forms, right? Yeah. There's different ways that competition can help you. All right. Before we move it along, actually, no, I do want to stick with D'Amico Rhines. I'll get to some of the other coaches that we're talking in West Palm a little bit later. But D'Amico Rhines talking about this offense was something that I found to be interesting. This is him talking about Christian Kirk and the addition of Christian Kirk to this team. Oh, is it not up? All right, don't worry about that. You know what? We'll hold on to that. That's what we'll do. We'll hold on to that one, and I'll circle back around to that. I guess we would call that a de facto tease.
That's a tease.
In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, you're in the loop on Sports Radio 610, and coming up, this is typically the time where I hand over to Figgy Fig.
Little combo platter.
Next take. But Figgy Fig is not in today, if you did not know. He was reading to some children in HISD, being a good role model to mm-hmm. the children. And so I, Reginald Alatula, will do my best impression of Figgy's mixtape. We're coming up next. As it is April Fool's Day, I went and tried to find the best April Fool's pranks
good or luck.
Jokes in sports. Let's see if I can get Lopez on board. We'll do that and more. Next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.